The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies. Or amber waves of grain, your purple mountains' majesty, above your fruited plains. America, America, God shed his grace on thee. And crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies. And the waves of grain, your purple mountains' majesty, above your fruited plains, America, America. And crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Frank Sinatra, the one, the only. From Hoboken, New Jersey, onto world stages everywhere. You see the crowd sing along with Mr. Sinatra then. I just wanted to take a moment, celebrate this great country through the voice of a great American, Francis Albert Sinatra, and you could feel it in your heart. And you choke up a little bit, you know? I got to tell you, when you see what we went through, when we, in 2016, right? And now Donald Trump's running for president, and everybody's laughing, right? So we're going, okay, let me see. Now, I know Donald Trump. I personally know Donald Trump for years, you know, worked for him, you know, so, and just a peripheral friend, not like, and it's been great. I mean, he's always been great. I would go to Atlantic City and in a downtime in my career, and let me go to Atlantic City, and we'd go down there. And you know what I would get from Dennis Gomes, the late, great Dennis Gomes, one of the great casino executives that worked very closely hand-in-hand with President Trump down at the Taj, you know? Anything Joe needs, like that, I would get that. See what I'm saying? So I believe in loyalty. I believe I believed in the president when in Donald Trump, candidate Trump, and when he starts to run. Now, it goes now, the country goes crazy. The left is off the wall crazy. You can't make it up. I'm tired of being lectured for Barack Obama. I was so disappointed in Barack Obama because here he was, our first black president. How great was that? Now, I don't know that he stepped into one inner city to help out the stressed people in the at-risk communities of the United States of America. It's America. You walk through these cities like I do. You take a look. It's inexcusable that the government doesn't step in. You know, but how good the government works? Well, see, how good is the vaccine going? I rest my case. So now President Trump, I go, hey, President, and then you got everybody running. Remember 16 people? And we're watching it. And I had the best time on the radio with you. as we, I said, nah, I like Donald Trump because people, it was driving people crazy. And what I can't stand is the status quo in D.C. because they don't care about us. They don't care about what our forefathers said. They don't care. Everything that you're seeing from the left right now, that's the way it was pre-Donald Trump. And Donald Trump goes in, and darn, I'm thinking, look at the momentum this guy has. And I don't agree with the bluster. I don't agree with the tweets. I don't agree with the name calling. But if he's not like that, he ain't getting elected. You hear what I'm telling you? People always say, I say, well, you know, during the campaign, he should have pulled back. But I'm telling you, if he pulled back during that first campaign, he would have never won, I think. So now I told you this, walking down the hallways at the station. Radio station, and Mike Gallagher's coming around the corner. We stop. It was right before the election. You know, we looked at each other, and Mike goes, "He's gonna win." I go, "Exactly what I'm thinking, man." And sure enough, when I went, we went with my friend Mark Serrano, took me down, and we went to the Hilton election day 4 years ago. Oh my gosh, it was great because it was just sticking it into the face of the status quo. Washington is a slithering swamp of snakes and crawling all over each other, trying to get jobs. It's all about an industry. It has nothing to do with us. That's what it's turned into. We needed somebody to go in there and turn it upside down, inside out and backwards. And that's what Donald Trump did. The accomplishments of this president, you know, everybody's running around. They're running like rats from Donald Trump. I make no apologies for voting for Donald Trump, and I stand fast that he probably was. I'll tell you, I am a huge Ronald Reagan fan. That's my guy. I love John F. Kennedy as well, Democrat as well. But, you know, when I was a Democrat, that was my guy, JFK, right? But I got to tell you, Donald Trump, when you look and you look, and you have to do it methodically, okay? You got to put your feelings aside. And what people don't like when I say nice things about Donald Trump, he accomplished more than any president. Show me somebody that did more. The way he turned the economy around. Barack Obama and Joe Biden could not jumpstart this economy for anything, remember? They bailed out the car companies. They bailed out this. They bailed out that. They did not bail out the business people, the small business people. I know that firsthand. And when President Trump got elected, I'm going to tell you this. Business exploded. New York, the construction exploded. Everything. Everybody was ready to spend money. It was fantastic. What a great time. And we did it. We elected a guy that hates Washington, that's politically incorrect, that's rude, that's in your face. It's exactly what they need down there. Because when I see as calm or out of it, you'd pick your adjective of Joe Biden when he's you know, when he's talking to you, I feel I'm being lied to. I'm just being lied to. It's all an act. It's all an act. They don't care. They just care about themselves and to protect themselves. Donald Trump, what people don't, and stay with me on this, please, and we'll go to the calls. But people don't understand what gets them upset when they say, oh, you caused the riots at the Capitol. Oh, you caused the upset. It's disrespectful. It's so un-American. He understood the American people. And I will tell you once, and I'll tell you 1,000 times, while we have time at 9:13 with Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. When they asked me to go campaign for President Trump the Saturday before the Tuesday election in 2016, and I'm playing Tampa, and I'm on my way to Jupiter, Florida the next morning, and the campaign called, said, would you speak at a Donald Trump rally? We know you know the candidate Trump, you know, we know, you know, and I'm going, you know, I really had to think twice about it because I say, well, once I go out here and I support publicly, we've been talking around the radio, but this is our family here. Yeah, this is a family here. But if I go out and then there's all those cameras, I was going to say I'll never work in Hollywood again, but I really never have worked in Hollywood anyway. I've always stayed in New Jersey to a fault. What am I going to tell you? Oh, geez, it may hurt my career. I'm thinking, what career, you know? So I go, okay, I'll go down. Now I write a speech. I write a speech, which is like a speech with Mark Serrano, my buddy. It's not like I did a bit. And I get up, but cut to before I step on stage. When I went back, I've told you this once, and I'll tell you 1,000 times. This is why I supported the president. When they started doing the Pledge of Allegiance, and there were about 20,000 people at the Tampa Fairgrounds at this arena, and then they started doing the Pledge of Allegiance, and I looked around, and I instinctively, I told you this, I had my back toward like where I was going to step onto the stage, and there was like a tarp that kind of blocked us off backstage with the crowd that was out there, massive crowd, cameras from all over the world. And I got my back, and I had my speech on like this piece of stage equipment in the back, and I'm going over the speech, and I hear Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States, and I turn around instinctively with my hand over my heart to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Every single one of those people backstage, where there were no cameras, had their hand over their heart saying the Pledge of Allegiance. Every single one. Highway Patrol, the Secret Service at that point was with candidate Trump, the staff. Steve Bannon, Reince Priebus, everybody. I'm looking around going, look at these. I'm in the right place. Look at that. And then Joe, it's time to get up. And Pam Bondi was attorney general then. She introduced me. But before I sneak, I look at the people. And I took a glance. I told you this once, but I'll tell you 1,000 times. Is when I looked at those folks and I pulled the curtain back. And then they saw me. And they go, Joe, it's Joe. It's Joe Piscopo on the turn. Hey, look, it's been, there was a group right down front. Piscopo is with us. Look at it. And I looked at the look at the face of these fine Americans, these regular Americans. They weren't pseudo-intellectual academia. They were real Americans who worked every day, who come to my shows when I go play Carrollton, Georgia, or if I go play Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Those are the folks I see in my audience. And these are the Americans. These are my brothers and my sisters. I saw every single one of them. The look on the face that someone was there that believed in them. They weren't going to be lectured to. They weren't told that they were racist. They weren't told that they had white privilege. They weren't told that they were bad and mean and ugly. And you have to change America because you're a bad person. You're a man. You're a woman. No. Well, you should be a man pretending you're a woman. And you should go have a sex change to make you like that. What the heck is going on? These are Americans. And those were my people, and they were so excited to see me there. And Pam Bondi gave me the nicest introduction, and I got up there, and I did a speech. And boy, Twitter blew up. You know, Piscopo, what a fool, what a loser. Trump guy, look at his never, he's a failure, he's washed up, has been, everything. You know what? Best thing I ever did. This president was the best president we've ever had. Deal with it. Deal with it. Look at the accomplishments. Look what he did for the black community. What did Barack Obama, respectfully, please? I know it's politically incorrect to say that. What did Barack Obama ever do for the black community? If someone else could tell me, I would listen. Nothing. Nothing. I used to plead on the radio while he was in office. No disrespect. All they care about is the careers, getting these book deals, getting these Netflix deals. You know, all the politicians down there. What's the end game? Mitch McConnell's looking for his end game. He could care less about you or me. And you know what the greatest thing about President Trump? He believed in you. He believed in America. He believed in this country. I'll tell you, say what you will about Donald Trump, and I will not argue with you on most of it. Is there bluster? Is he off the charts? People say, oh, he's a narcissistic megalomania. And? What, that's bad to have that in the White House? I think it's exactly what we need in the White House. The terrorists stopped being terrorists. The president went and killed the terrorist. He went out. He helped the historic black colleges and university. He helped prisoners wrongly incarcerated. He made the economy like we've never seen in our lifetime. And he believed in the United States military, and he believed in law enforcement. If those aren't qualities to be the president, then I don't know what is. So kudos to President Trump for accomplishing what he did. Did I like the demeanor? I didn't. I was the first guy to tell you. I wanted him to be more humble and say, I'm sorry. I get you upset. I know how I am. I know how I am. I know I come out here in my bluster and I apologize. I just love this country so much. I wanted the president to say that. I love this country so much. Matter, by the way, this is what I wanted to see. When I went to Bedminster, for example, and I go to Bedminster and I go in. Now, you give your phone to the Secret Service and the Secret Service locks it into a nylon pouch. They lock it. You can't use your phone. Everybody's got to do that. Now, when the president, they introduce President Trump. Right. And there's no phones. There's no cameras. There's no press. You watch President Trump and you know why he's so successful and why people love him. The demeanor is gone. The edge is gone. He was so humble and warm and comforting and friendly. And everybody said, I want to see that on the national stage. But I think President Trump felt he had to fight. He had to fight because they were against him on the impeachment. This fiasco, you make a Ukraine phone call in the name of God Almighty. What they've done to this guy, like never before. They didn't, and they allowed the if the Democrats worked a little bit with President Trump, he doesn't have any one firm ideological beliefs. That's Greg Gutfeld's words, and Greg was right. He doesn't have any. He just wants to do what's best for the country, Donald Trump. So if Nancy Pelosi, if they went to the and Schumer and these guys, Nadler, any pick, take your pick of these in my opinion, corrupt Democrats. If they just went to the president and said, "Mr. President, this is what we need. We need an infrastructure bill. Don't impeach the guy." And by the way, Mr. President, we're a little concerned about this China situation with the virus. If we all were working together, but we were so caught up in this nastiness, this vile politics of Washington, this slithering snake pit with Adam Swalwell and Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff. It's like, what were these people doing? Of course, then China went like this. Maybe we'll let that virus get in there and stand by, because I think, and I saw Gordon Chang say this, they may have another virus standing by. And I hate to tell you that. And that I'm telling you, there's going to be a time, and I hope all the best for the Bidens and the Biden administration, but there's going to be a time where we're going to say, where's Donald Trump when we need him? I'm telling you, I'm just saying. 921 with Joe on the radio. We will take the phone calls when we come back, I promise. I apologize. I just wanted to set that stage. I feel for you. I know how you feel, and God bless you for being the great American that you are. Debbie Duhaime, a great patriot in her own right, checking out the roads for you on AM 970, The Answer. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Joe. We're going to head to the Deegan North at the Grand Concourse. A collision busy on the Cross Bronx East at Jerome Avenue. An accident involving three cars, so definitely watch for that. Outbound GWB upper level has construction going on till 2:30 this afternoon. We're still seeing delays on the Van Wyck South by Atlantic Avenue with an accident cleared. And watch for construction on the Staten Island Expressway westbound getting out toward 440 with some ongoing road work there. 25A up in Glenhead, it's an accident in Nassau County. And expect delays on 1 and 9 express lanes by Wilson Ave in Newark. It's an accident and some police department activity still going on at the scene. Tunnel Ave southbound getting down towards the Caucus Road in Jersey City. That's construction. And taking a spin right now to the sawmill by the Taconic, ongoing road work. Sunny today, high of 40. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
How did Joe Piscopo start your morning?
What they don't understand is the voice of Donald Trump was the voice of the people. People, they will not admit it. They hate it. They think they're just going to discount him. And what you did when you went and you do something as violent as on the left, if you go and you burn cities down because a police officer did something to a black person, and now you're going to burn down the local Wendy's, it's worse that you do that. You set back your whole movement.
Listen to Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone is the only radio show in New York dedicated to promoting new forms of theater, supporting restaurants and chefs, providing information on food and beverages, and discovering innovative ways to do business. It's fun, entertaining, and informative. Have brunch with Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Sunday afternoons from 2 to 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
I think we can all agree that a lot went wrong in 2020. But you can start 2021 off right with a resolution to help protect your identity using LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock alerts you to potential threats. And if there's a problem, U.S.-based specialists will help fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps keep what's yours, yours. Get 25% off your first year with promo code SMART at LifeLock.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes since 9/11, when so many people lost their lives while saving others. This year is the foundation's 20th year of honoring and supporting our nation's greatest heroes and their families, thanks to the support of generous people like you. When a first responder or military service member does not come home, Young children are left behind. Well, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free homes, enabling our country's most severely injured patriots to live more independent lives. You got to help Tunnel to Towers to do good, please. Mark the 20th anniversary of 9/11 by donating $11 a month at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, T.org. That's T2T.org.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
I see the calls. Joe Piscopo, 925. Oh, by the way, can we have a little fun right here? A little fun. I believe President Trump may be, on the phone. President Trump, you've called in this morning. Thank you, sir.
Joe, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I got you.
I'm on Air Force One, and somehow I'm talking to you, and you're on the ground. Is this technology incredible? It's so amazing. So amazing what we've done.
How are you doing, Mr. President? Leaving office. Are you sad, sir? Yes, sir.
I'm very, very excited to get back to Mar-a-Lago. We've got so many incredible things happening. I did everything I wanted to do. I was going to do it in 8 years. I did it in 4. It's really incredible.
There's no sadness. Is there a sense of relief, sir, that you're leaving office now?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of relief, I left Joe Biden a little gift in the Oval Office bathroom. So it's a little, you know, in lieu of a note. So I feel very relieved.
You are so. And Joe, so what are you going to be doing for the next 4 years? Are you going to come back and run again? Do you think you'll run again, Mr. President?
I'm definitely going to come back 2024. We have so many amazing things. You know, it's really quite an amazing thing. We're going to have an incredible Trump rally today in Florida. The Trump train is going to be filled with people because most of those people are on the no-fly list. So they'll be on the Trump train. It's going to be amazing.
And you're excited to go down and deal with the public because you enjoy, dealing with the people. That's what you enjoy most, Mr. President.
You know me, Joe.
Yes, sir.
You know me. I love people. I love people so much. I used to not like handshaking. Now I love handshaking. I love kissing babies. I love handshaking. It's great. No one shakes hands the way I shake hands. You see the way I pull world leaders into me? It's like, they come right into me. They don't know what the hell happened.
I understand. You're the greatest handshaker ever in the history of handshaking, I understand.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's really incredible. No one shakes hands like I do. And everyone says that, by the way. Everyone. You know, the French guy, the French PM, Macaron, whatever his name is. He's like, oh, you shake hands so well. It's really incredible.
Mr. President, we appreciate you joining us. Is there anything that you would like to share about your accomplishment, doing such a great job the last 4 years, sir? Anything that you'd like to share? Yes, please.
Such an incredible job. It's been so amazing. We did so many fantastic things. The list. We put the list on the whitehouse.gov. You know, but I think the most important accomplishment is the number of hats we sold. We sold millions and millions of hats. And if those hats counted as votes, I would have won. How many Biden hats have you seen? Zero. Absolutely zero, by the way. Can you believe it? No Biden hats. I've never seen a Biden hat. You know what I mean? They should really count. They should really count. And I would also like to say something. You know,
please.
I've been banned from Twitter.
Yes.
88 million followers. And that's undisputed. You know, people, the fake news always like to say things. 88 million followers. Joe Biden, and you can check this, has 23 million followers. Okay? All right? That's less than the population of Texas, right? The White House, which I just left in fantastic condition. We did all the plumbing, all the electrical, new drywall. The White House is a building. It's a building. Undisputed, it's a building. The White House has more followers than Joe Biden. I'm not kidding. A building that can't talk has more followers than the President of the United States. But I didn't say he's the president. I had to say that contextually for this conversation.
I had to do it, John. You're listening to the best Donald Trump impersonator on the planet, a great kind of friend, John DiDomenico. You're a sick man, John, and I love you. I love you, man. Straight from the Howard Stern show, I might add.
Yeah.
John, thank you.
In my farewell bit, and I came over to you, and, you know, we had having some fun here.
You are great. It's a building. It's a building. It's not even a person. And it's
I actually researched that when I was writing that joke. I was oh, my God, the White House has more followers than Joe Biden. How is this possible?
The building. Hey, Johnson, what are you going to do? You'll still go out. I'm sure there'll be probably a demand more so than ever because they're going to want to see you out there. When you see John DiDomenico, yes, please.
I know. I just done, you know, that question's come up, and I've done a lot of interviews recently, and I'm so appreciative of still getting a lot of press. But the fact of the matter is, you know, you and I are impressionists, impersonators, like Nixon. Yeah. Like, we can whip out Nixon, and that was, you know, the 70s. Like, you think about Donald Trump, his presence, even if he wasn't president, even if he's the last 4 years, he'd still be in our consciousness. Now it's like on steroids. He was the president. There was so much material. There were so many tweets. He's not going anywhere. The impression isn't going anywhere. We still have bookings coming. I have stuff for like October and November already booked.
Donald, it's Richard Nixon, and I thought maybe you and I could have a talk together. There's a sketch we want to see, right? You can't make it up, man. Hey, John,
you know what?
God bless
you. The Nixon Trump tour. It'll be amazing.
Don't even. John, you are too much. And I know you were on Howard and had a great time there and kind enough to join us last minute. And, you know, with great respect to President Trump and great respect to your incredible talents, John DiDomenico, by the way. You Google John. He is so funny. Live, he comes in. He looks exactly like President Trump, by the way. And we love you, man. All good in your life otherwise, Johnny.
Hey, you know what? I can't complain. I'm very, very lucky. I've got a home studio, a TV studio, and an audio studio. I'm very grateful that I was able to just kind of pivot and do everything from home. And a lot of my friends, and I'm sure you know a lot of performer friends, singers, dancers, actors, who are struggling right now there's just no place to perform. So
and I know you appreciate Donald Trump. I'd love to see you do it in front of the president. That would be great. One day we'll have to work on that.
I would have loved to have done something at the White House. And
hey, it ain't over. It ain't over yet, Johnny D.
Four more years.
John DiDomenico. Thank you, John. You're so kind to join us. God bless you, brother. I'll see
you
sooner than
Joe.
Later. All right,
soon.
My friend. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
John DiDomenico, what a great guy. Thanks for letting us have some fun with great respect, by the way, to President Trump. Let me go to Adrian. I want to get a couple calls in real quick, and then we're going to break for Michael Goodwin. Adrian, sorry to keep you holding. What's on your mind this morning, my dear?
Hi, Joe. I'm really depressed. I'm upset. I, like Rush Limbaugh said, I hope his policies fail, because let's not forget, you know, this is Obama's third term, all right? Joe Biden's
right.
in the
That's
House.
Right.
I mean, Beijing Joe.
Yep.
And not only that, we have to form another party because, you know, McConnell, he made a deal with the devil with Pelosi and Schumer. I don't trust him. He's backstabbing the president.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And let's not forget McConnell and Pelosi. Yeah. You know, they went against Josh Hawley. Okay, they didn't want him to go to do the 10-day audit. They're vicious. Okay, these people, you know, it's just so upsetting.
McConnell had no
accountability for what poor Trump went through, you know, four years.
Yep.
And if
we don't
change the voting system, we're not going to have anything in 2 years. We're not going to have anything in 4 years. We have to change the voting system.
You're right. Adrian, hang in there. We're going to make it. We're going to be okay, Adrian. Let me go to Judy for a second. I want to get some calls in, then we're going to make way for Mr. Goodwin. Judy, we've got a couple seconds, but I wanted to get you on the air because you've been such a dedicated listener. We appreciate that. What are you thinking this morning?
Thank you. Good morning. And Adrian, you're so right. I love what Adrian had to say. So here's my slogan. Ditch Mitch, okay? How low can he go? Ditch Mitch, all right? Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
What
Judy,
a character.
Leave it right there. You can't leave it right there. That is great. We got to do it. And we're going to move on. Judy, thank you. Ditch Mitch, how low can you go? I love it. Mike, let me go to Mike real quick. Mike, we got a couple seconds. Appreciate you calling. What's on your mind, my friend?
Yeah, real quick. Donald Trump is a beloved president. 51% approval rating going out. People are saying, we love you as he's leaving. The person following him is Joe Biden, who is very weak. He has really no principles. Nobody really has emotional ties to Joe Biden. I compare him to Andrew Johnson following Lincoln. There's a reconstruction period we're going to go through now after the COVID war. Donald Trump laid a platform on how to fix it. I hope Joe Biden doesn't screw it up.
Yeah, Mike, great call. Thank you so much. Thanks for calling. We love you for listening. 9:35, we will get there. Michael Goodwin, you do not want to miss the great Michael Goodwin. In many ways, the last American journalist, great journalist, kind enough to join us live on the air. Let's go to Big Al with the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
34 degrees at 9:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The New York Auto Show is returning to the Javits Center this summer. The show that has hundreds of classic or debut vehicles on display canceled in 2020 due to the pandemic. Organizers say having the show this August gives them the ability to host the event in the newly expanded Javits Center, which will have an additional 100,000 square feet of space on the main show floor. The event will run from August 20th through the 29th. One candidate for New York City mayor quarantining just days after announcing his campaign. Andrew Yang self-isolating after a campaign staffer tested positive for coronavirus. Yang is currently testing negative for the virus, isn't experiencing symptoms, but he'll follow COVID guidelines and hold virtual campaign events. His campaign released a statement saying contact tracing is underway. In sports, Devils topped the Rangers 4-3. Seton Hall fell at number 3 Villanova 76-74. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning. Yeah. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. We're still seeing a lot of stop and go traffic here on the eastbound side of the Gowanus getting up and out toward the Prospect. Do expect some stop and go traffic as well as you head to the Cross Bronx. It's busy on the Cross Bronx eastbound at Jerome Avenue. An accident blocking two lanes with all lanes subject to closure. Deegan North at the Grand Concourse, a collision there as well. Inbound GWB 25 minutes because of the accident on the Cross Bronx. Lincoln and the Holly. Okay. Stop and go traffic on 1 and 9 express lanes northbound by Wilson Avenue, Newark. That's some ongoing police department activity. We're still seeing some delays on 46 eastbound into Route 3 in Clifton with ongoing construction. Montauk Highway out in Southampton, they're doing some construction there as well. And taking a ride to the sawmill by the Taconic, ongoing road work. Checking the forecast, sun today, high of 40. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Tired after a long day of working and taking care of the kids? Take the night off and let KFC do the home cooking for you. Pick up a $20 fill-up today. Order ahead or use contactless delivery on KFC.com.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. You've heard me talk about MyPillow and how it's literally changed my life. If you don't have a MyPillow, or if you know someone who doesn't, now is the time because Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for the lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98. Regularly $69.98. That is a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. They won't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the United States of America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code AM970. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, MyPillow mattress toppers, MyPillow towel sets. 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
It's Dr. Lederman speaking with 007 about prostate cancer.
You're 007.
The real 007. I was diagnosed in 2005 with prostate cancer. I requested a biopsy.
Why?
Going up, I got a biopsy that I had cancer in my prostate.
And then the doctor told you, hey, you got to have
surgery.
Did your doctor tell you about Dr. Lederman and radiosurgery?
It's his bread and butter to operate. Not only do they leave the cancer behind, which is the most important thing, but you're incontinent and your sex life is kaput. I knew about your treatment, which was very easy to do.
15 years later, your PSA is zero.
My urinary life is okay, and my sex life is very good.
For more cancer information, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted, 1384 Broadway. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio, Michael Goodwin coming up momentarily. I want to tell you about Callahan & Company Real Estate. You can call for a free consultation, please. The market is exploding. You can trust Callahan & Company. Callahan & Company, they have a 100% success rate. There's no failed listings at Callahan & Company. Nobody else can make that claim. Simply put, they remove all that stress that typically comes from selling a home. They take a client, an old-school client-focused approach with cutting-edge technology. Call Lewis at Calamine & Company, please. I'll give you the number. And any concern that you have, do I buy, do I sell, what's available, where can I get the best deals, Lewis Calamine is so on top of this. It'll be so refreshing for you because everything's online now. No, just call Lewis, 718-998-1100, 718-998-1100. If you want to go online, check it out. Go to Calamine.com, please. Calamine.com and check out and read Calamine & Company's incredible testimonials. They specialize in, I'm telling you, you got to read this. I went to the website, I read all these spectacular testimonials for Calamine & Company. They are regularly hired by attorneys, executors, administrators, and the surrogates court because they specialize in selling estate-owned properties. Will you call Lewis, please? 718-998-1100. They're in Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, Manhattan, coming to New Jersey. 718-998-1100. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Michael Goodwin is the man. I always call him the last great American journalist, chief political columnist for the New York Post, kind enough to join us this morning. Michael, good morning on this last day of the President Trump's legacy there. Do you think President Trump will come back, Michael Goodwin?
Good morning, Joe. Well, I think that's very much up in the air right now. As I wrote in a column today, Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, or until today the Senate Majority Leader, when it switches to some kind of arrangement with Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell yesterday gave a speech on the Senate floor in which he blamed the president for provoking the January 6th riot at the Capitol. And there have been numerous reports that McConnell was happy that the Democrats in the House were impeaching the president. There were reports that said McConnell, all this anonymous, of course, that McConnell was considering voting for conviction in the Senate himself. And I read that speech yesterday as saying, yes, I'm a yes vote for conviction in the Senate. And at the same time, Nancy Pelosi sent over to the Senate the House article of impeachment. So that starts the clock ticking. And there will be a Senate trial now, probably beginning Friday or Saturday, but really taking over the early days of next week, in which the president, if he is convicted, although he's no longer the president as of noon today, so it's weird to be holding this trial anyway, but he would stand convicted of impeachment, and then there would be a second vote. Now, that first vote takes 67 votes, yes, would convict him. And normally, that would remove him from office, but of course, he's already gone. But there's a second vote then, and that would be to prevent him from ever again holding office, and that only requires a majority vote. So if he is convicted with 67 votes, then there's no question there would be 51 votes to prevent him from ever running or holding office again. So to your question of will he come back, I think the aim is clearly to stop him from coming back. Chuck Schumer said exactly that, and I think McConnell holds similar sentiments.
Yeah.
I think the riot just soured so many people on Trump in Washington. They'd finally had enough. And then, of course, you know, McConnell blames Trump for losing the two Georgia Senate races. I believe he's right about that. I think the president did sour the Republican vote in Georgia with his constant fighting with the governor and the secretary of state there. So the president has a lot of enemies, and now they have the knives out and they have the upper hand.
You know, but do you think really if in order to get conviction, if they want to indeed pass this impeachment, which seems to be like a fiasco, Michael, I mean, you know,
right.
And what they're going after this for. But he needs 17 Republican, at least 17
correct.
Republican. Is that he thinks there's not going to be 17 Republican senators that are going to go along with this. Do you really think so?
You know, Joe, 5 days ago, I would have said probably not. But I've read a couple of things and talked to some people. And somebody said to me the other day that counting, you know, his own count, he comes up with 10 without McConnell. So if you have McConnell, then you have a floodgate opening. And I think others would feel emboldened. So definitely you will have, you know, Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, a number of those. But the president has had fights with Ben Sasse of Nebraska. He's had fights with Toomey in Pennsylvania. So, then you begin to get into the calculations. So for personal calculations. So, for example, Mitch McConnell just won re-election. So he doesn't face re-election for 6 years. He's not afraid of Trump supporters, right? So you go down the line like that, and yes, you can get to 17 if McConnell is a yes. If McConnell was a yes, then it's guaranteed, I believe. If McConnell's a no, then you probably don't get there.
Yeah, McConnell, and he won because the president went down to Kentucky. Michael, where's I can't stand the slithering backstabbing in Washington. He did no loyalty. I mean, just to say, look, because, you know, people will say to me, Joe, you're Episcopal, you're a Trump guy. I said, I'm a Trump guy. I'm a patriot. I believe in America first, and I know Donald Trump, and he's always been good to me, and I'm not going to, you know, cut and run now like everybody's doing. I don't understand that lack of loyalty, but he has to be convicted. He doesn't have a trial, because I know Professor Dershowitz, and we asked Alan yesterday on the show, Michael, Alan Dershowitz, did the president call him? He said, well, I'm not allowed to give that information out, which leads me to believe that maybe the president and Dershowitz are talking, and maybe the professor, isn't there a trial in there where the president can at least speak his mind and fight his case?
Oh, absolutely. More likely, his lawyers would make the case. He would not generally appear at the trial. Look, we're in uncharted territory here because we've never had a presidential impeachment trial after the president left office.
And is it legal?
Well, that's a question. I mean, the Supreme Court, Chief Justice Supreme Court, is supposed to preside over a presidential trial. John Roberts has apparently said he doesn't want to because the president is no longer president. So they're not sure even who would preside over it if that report is accurate. So there are a lot of uncertainties here. There's just a single count, and it is this incitement to insurrection. That's the phrase in the House charge. And that's what the president and his lawyers would have to contest, that he did not incite. And Karl Rove, among others, has argued that if the president were to make the claim, or to include in his claim that the election was stolen, then there's no question he would be convicted. That the Republicans are tired of that. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to endorse it. And so he would have to argue on a more legal, narrow background, which is, I did not incite this mob. I did not want them to go and create violence at the House. And I think he's on very firm footing there. I think his speech, I saw the speech, I've read the speech before the event, before the riot. I thought it was a bitter and angry speech, but in no way was he, in my mind, encouraged them to go and commit violence. He said, let's go peacefully down to the House, down to the Capitol, and cheer on our Republicans who are supporting
us.
Right.
That's right.
I mean,
patriotic.
That's what he said. Yep. So where do you see incitement in that language?
That's exactly right. And there was nothing. And also, first of all, is it legal to impeach if the president's out of office? I don't know that the Constitution states it clearly, but can you impeach somebody out of office? Number one. Number two, they have a timeline. And the timeline was there were insurrectionists there before the president even stepped on the stage to speak.
That's
so
right.
I think you're absolutely right. But Michael, you're a common sense guy. You and I talk. It's Michael and Joe on the radio. What the heck are they thinking? What can we just, if you're going to get, you got rid of the guy. A lot of us believe that a lot of those, if you're going to pull votes out of a suitcase in the middle of the night in Georgia, some of us are suspect of that, you know? But let's go, you know what I mean? So beyond that, you got the president out. What, and can we say thank you for the great job that he did, for the good things that he did? They're going to stay on this, and they're going to stay on. What is Nancy Pelosi's got some kind? There's something wrong with her, Michael, that she has this vengeance. I mean, what, you know what I'm saying? Can't they just let this go? That would be talk about. They're going to, if the president's going to let, okay, this wasn't fraud. Okay, we'll move on. Then shouldn't the Democrats do the same thing?
Well, you would hope for the good of the country that. You know, we would be able to try to get back to some semblance of comedy here where we can talk and disagree. But what you see, Joe, I mean, you're correct about Nancy Pelosi. I call, you know, Trump as her white whale. She can't quit her hatred for him. And so I think that is the spirit that is animating so much of what we're seeing. I mean, the shut down by the social media of people on the right, including the president, this attempt to get people fired who supported Trump, to get them thrown out of Congress for objecting to him. I mean, there's a spirit of revenge in the air, and the winners now want to, you know, smash the losing side cities and poison their wells and salt their earth in a medieval kind of retribution for daring to resist. I mean, I think that that's what we're witnessing here now. And the president will be the biggest casualty of that. I think they are going after Donald Trump and everything associated with Donald Trump. They're going after his businesses. They're going to go after his family in every way they can. They're going to shut him out and try to erase him from American history.
Amazing. Michael Goodman, thanks for the breakdown. Check out Michael's articles today in the New York Post. And we'll talk again, Mike. We ain't going anywhere. Something tells me the president's not going anywhere either. You know, you can never count him down and out, you know. So, but we'll see what happens. You know, Michael, thank you, my friend. All the very best. And thanks for joining us this morning, Michael. Michael Goodman right there. Yes, indeed. Chief political columnist for the New York Post. Yeah, I don't know that you could count the president out ever. But I'll tell you, it's going to be an interesting few months going in. Let's see the unity speech from President Biden. The unity speech. Yeah. Don't hold your breath on that one. Hey, Joe on the radio. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. Thanks a lot. Yes, praying for our president as he leaves office and just so proud of what he's accomplished. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe, on the Deegan. Deegan northbound getting up toward the Grand Concourse. We still have that accident out there. The left lane remains blocked. It's still busy cross Bronx east at Jerome Avenue, but they just cleaned up an accident there. We're still seeing delays of 30 minutes in at the upper level of the George Washington Bridge. And over on 109 Express Lanes northbound by Wilson Avenue, Newark, watch for a collision there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duke. Hey, with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka just wants you to know the truth.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
And that is what they will not show you on the mainstream legacy media. Why?
then they can't call it an insurrection.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 on AM 970. The Answer, brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or healthcare proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Plenty of clouds this morning, along with some flurries and a heavier snow shower or two. Little in the way of accumulation, but there can be some slippery travel and reduced visibility in any snow shower. Windy and cold this afternoon with some sunshine. The high today close to 40. Breezy this evening, partly cloudy and cold overnight, though 27 in Midtown, 18 to 22 in the colder north and west suburbs. Tomorrow will be a breezy, chilly day with clouds and sunshine, high 41. Friday, sunshine and some clouds, breezy and chilly, high 42. AM 970, The Answer.
That's Joe Lumberg. Thank you, Joe. I want to tell you about the relief factor. I want to tell you relief factor because, you know, our bodies were designed to heal. I love telling you this. So stay with me on this, please, because I want you to go to relieffactor.com. Please call 800-500-8384. You know, I agree with that the whole concept that our bodies are designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected four of the best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients, by the way, and each help your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway, and that right there is why Relief Factor works. Neck, hip, knee, what hurts? Come on, talk to me. Talk to Joey on the radio. What do you got? You got a back pain, shoulder pain? I'm telling you, you got to try the three-week quick start from Relief Factor, please. Discounted to only $19.95. Order now to see if it will work for you. And I think it will work for you. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com. Or again, please call 800-500-8384.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 5 minutes before Mike Gallagher. You don't want to miss Mike as we go into Inauguration Day. There's so much happening today. And then the Biden's now, I believe, going to church. And then they're going to go, he's going to go take the, do this inauguration thing in front of like 100 people or so. It's going to be very interesting to watch. And we will be there. Before we get out of here, let me go to Susan. We appreciate your calls this morning and try to
Hi,
get
good morning.
In.
I tell you, Joe, I burst into tears when I was listening to Trump. And I felt such a profound sense of loss, and I think the overriding feeling was that, in a sense, I lost a feeling of protection. I felt very protected with Trump. I felt very vulnerable with Obama. I felt on very shaky grounds with Obama, and I feel like we've returned to that. Trump was magnificent, and I think the loss is absolutely profound. I feel it viscerally. You know, I'm going to lick my wounds and go back to writing letters and speaking up as I try to do. But for the next couple of days, I really feel like I've been orphaned and that the mean step parents have moved into my house. That's the way I view it. That's the way I view it. But even he was a Superman, but even superpowers, you know, can't leap over every building every time. So, but we have to stay active. We have to stay active.
We really will, and your point is so well taken. And thank you, Susan. And please, when I say that you have to, we got to just absorb this, take the hit. You know, your heart will hurt, but we got to move on from this, and we will move on. And we got to stay vigilant because, you know, part of you wants to go, okay, we wish Joe Biden the best, but then you look now, listen now, what the policies that they're putting in place as we speak, taking away everything. You get rid of that pipeline, because why? They're going to do the Green New Deal. You have the far, far regressive socialists now trying to take over. The fight is just, and it's for our children, because by the mid-century, the communists are planning to take over this country, and they got their Manchurian candidate in the Oval Office. And that is something that you and I fought. And Donald Trump was the guy that stopped that. Now we're going to have to fight. And we are kind of on our own. But you know what? If we join together, there's tens of millions of us. We can defeat the enemy that wants to take over America. God bless you. It's going to be a great day. Please, all right, keep the faith. Make it a great day because you deserve
it. News, opinion,